Welcome to Lectionary Lunch at Concordia Seminary. I'm Professor Tom Egger, and we are going to be looking today at the pericopes for Pentecost 17, where the Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel 33 about Ezekiel as a watchman for the house of Israel and his responsibility as that watchman. And the gospel reading then will be Matthew 18, which includes a number of different themes, including the discussion that we usually think of when we hear Matthew 18 mentioned, which is the responsibility of a Christian to go and warn his brother about his sin and to win his brother over. Let's start right into the language. We just have three verses to work through here in Ezekiel 33. And after we work through the text, then we can comment a little bit about its structure and the themes here. Ezekiel 33, verse 7. Ve'ata ben Adam, zofe netatika, levet Yisrael. And you, O son of man, a watchman I have made you, netatika. Just the first person perfect from Natan with that ka object suffix, I have made you, levate with respect to the house of Israel. This is God speaking to Ezekiel, referring to him as he often does, as the son of man, or a son of man. And here he simply says, I have made you a zophe. It's a participle form from zapha, to keep watch or observe attentively. Here this substantive participle has just become a regular noun in Hebrew, zophe, watchman. The second half of the verse, v'shamata m'pi devar, and you will hear from my mouth a word. Here the vav consecutive of shema is probably not only sequential with what comes before, simply and, but probably something like so. It's the consequence. He's made him a watchman, so he's going to hear words from the mouth of Yahweh in his role as watchman. So, I've made you a watchman with respect to the house of Israel, so you will hear from my mouth a word, v'his harta otam mimeni, and you will warn them from me, mimeni, from me. Now, this is an interesting construction here. What exactly does it mean, you will warn them from me? Is it simply a min indicating source? You'll give a warning that's coming from me? Possibly so. The other possibility here is a causal min, which gives an explanation of the nature of the warning or even the content of the warning. You will warn them because of me. And we'll come back to that thought a little later, but this idea that the warning is not only a warning that God is bringing to tell them that there's some other external threat, some third-party threat, but that actually the warning that Ezekiel is to give is that God is the people's problem. He is to warn them because of Yahweh, because of the judgment and wrath of Yahweh that is coming on them. Verse 8 begins with a typical temporal clause construction in Hebrew with the preposition bait plus the infinitive construct of amar and the suffix on the end which indicates the subject of the speaking. So, ba'amri l'rasha. When I say to the rasha, to the wicked man, rasha, here it's the vocative, O wicked man, mot tamut. Here you have the infinitive absolute plus the finite verb, which gives this sense of certainty. You shall surely die. You hear the echoes of Genesis there, the curse of God on sin. When I say to the wicked one, O wicked one, you will surely die. Velo debarta le hazhir rasha midarko. And you do not speak. Here a lamed of purpose, plus the hifil infinitive construct of zahar, and you do not speak in order to warn the wicked man from his way, in other words, to admonish him away from his path, away from his way, to dissuade him from continuing on his path. Hu Rasha Ba'avono Yamut. He, the wicked one, in his iniquity will die. Here, who comes before Rasha, and who can either be the independent personal pronoun he, or it can be the demonstrative adjective that one. But usually if you're saying that wicked man, you would expect ha Rasha ha hu, the who to come after the noun. This is not the normal construction, but Holiday in his lexicon notes that sometimes who is used preceding the noun, and it has the sense of precisely or something like that. So here in this case, it would be this very wicked one, this same wicked one, in other words, that was not warned, that wicked one will die, and he will die ba'avono, which is not good. He dies in his sins. This is like in John chapter 3, where it talks about those who do not believe on God's only Son, who's been sent into the world, remain in their sins. They will die in their sins, in their iniquity. In other words, under God's judgment and with full accountability for their sins. But there's something more. If God speaks the word to the watchman, he doesn't warn the wicked man. Yes, the wicked man will die, but the verse concludes, V'damo meyadka avakesh. And his blood from your hand I will seek, or I will require. God will hold responsible the prophet for the blood, for the death, for the doom of the wicked man. Why? Because he didn't give the warning, though God had spoken it to him. Verse 9, V'ata ki hisharta rasha midarko lashuv mimena. But you, and now a conditional clause beginning with ki, but you, if you do warn the wicked man from his ways, to turn from it. Here, mimena has a feminine singular suffix, which refers back to the derek, which he's being dissuaded from. But you, if you do warn the wicked man, to turn, if you warn him from his way, to turn from it, velo shav medarko, and he does not turn. There, shav is the perfect form, third singular, third masculine singular perfect of shuv. And he does not turn from his way. Hu ba'avono yamut. The very same result. Now the prophet has warned him, and he doesn't turn from his way. The initial result is the same. He, in his iniquity, will die. But the last part of the verse is different. Va'ata nafshika hizalta. But you, your life, your nefesh, have delivered, have saved. That's the hithil of natsal, which normally occurs in the hithil, means to save or deliver. So the goal of the warning, although it's not explicit in these verses, it's explicit from the surrounding context, is to deliver the wicked man, to get him to turn back to Yahweh. But if that does not happen, the prophet, the watchman, will have still delivered himself, at least, by giving the warning that Yahweh has sent him to give. A couple of observations on the context and the structure of these verses. The preceding verses, verses 1 through 6 in chapter 33, are essential to fully understand the metaphor that's going on in these verses. It's fairly accessible simply with verses 7 through 9. The image is of a watchman for a city when the sword is coming against them. In other words, violent attackers are coming against the city, and the people of the city have selected one man to stand on guard. And if he sees the sword coming and he doesn't raise the alarm, he is accountable for the blood of the people in that city. But if he sees the sword coming and he does raise the alarm, and the people still don't take warning and flee, then obviously their blood is on their own heads. They're responsible themselves. there's a bit of a contrast from those verses when we get to verse 7, because now it's not the people of the city, it's not the people who are selecting a watchman for themselves, but God actually says to Ezekiel, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So God himself has appointed Ezekiel as the watchman. This particular pericope, verses 7 through 9, is actually an echo from a previous passage in Ezekiel, clear back in chapter 3. The first two chapters of Ezekiel are introductory, and in chapter 3, it continues the commissioning and explanation of Ezekiel's role. And chapter 3, verses 17 to 19, has these same verses from chapter 33 almost verbatim. So it's a verbatim echo. And in some ways, the echo of this role of Ezekiel as the watchman serves as kind of an inclusio or a bracketing. It comes at the beginning and at the ending of a long section of judgment oracles in Ezekiel. And shortly after our pericope here in chapter 33, the tone and the subject matter of Ezekiel is going to change drastically to focus on promise and restoration. But these earlier chapters 1 through 33, focus on judgment oracles, and this repetition of these verses serves to bracket those and to hold